Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin and worldwide on the Civic Media app, I am again not Mr. Todd Albaugh. I am Luke Mathers filling in for Mr. Albaugh on this Thursday afternoon, August 1st, 2024, first day of August. If you missed any of the first hour of this show and are just catching up with us here in hour number two, I highly encourage you to check out the podcast of the Todd Albaugh Show. Had an excellent conversation with Nick Ramos, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, talking about the early voting window that is opening already. We are currently in it. You can be a voter between now and Tuesday, August 13th. Head over to civicmedia.us/vote. You can learn about all the details you need to be a voter this fall primary. An excellent edition of the Todd Albaugh Show. Go ahead, check out the podcast. You can see all the podcasts. I'm not only promoting it just because it was the hour that I was filling in for. Nick was tremendous, a really great conversation. So if you missed any portion of that, please go check out the podcast. You can listen to all of Todd's excellent shows there, as well as all of the programming across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am joined now by Mr. Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance. Richard, how are we doing today?
What's up? I'm missing Wisconsin. I was just there a couple weeks ago for the RNC, talking to some of our small business owners. And I fell in love with the place, man. I'd never been out there before.
Yes.
I'm originally from Atlanta, but live in DC. So it was a special treat. So today is, I'm missing Wisconsin, if I can be honest. It's scorching in DC. Hopefully you guys have a bit more of a reprieve from this crazy heat, and since you're not built on a swamp.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty hot here, though. We had a very warm day. I play volleyball on Wednesdays, and just a scorcher of a day here, though. But I did one summer in D.C., and boy, was I missing Wisconsin pretty much every single day of that summer that I lived in D.C., because it does get hot out there by you.
It's like a point of pride, you know, if you can brave it, and, you know, the sweatier, the better. It's like a real badge of honor.
To each their own, I guess, because that was not the way that I viewed it. But really, really appreciate you joining us here on the Todd Albaugh Show for this Thursday afternoon. Richard, for those who are unaware of Main Street Alliance or the work that you do, as you said, you were here in Wisconsin just a few weeks ago visiting with members. What can you tell us about the organization and the work that you're doing here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, the main thing that Main Street Alliance does is really help small business owners realize how much power they have. You know, we've been active since 2008 or so, and it really started with a cohort of workers in Maine and Oregon who were fighting for the Affordable Care Act at the time. And since then, it's grown into a nationwide network of small business owners who recognize that the more entrepreneurs come together, lift up their voices, get the attention of elected officials, the more we can shape policy that actually makes Main Street stronger. So in Wisconsin, we've got a lot of things. Wisconsin, honestly, is one of our biggest kind of member network areas. We're really connecting the dots between a lot of different things. We feel like so many Americans kind of exist in this muddle of questions. Why are prices higher? Why can I afford childcare? Why is customer service so bad? Why is the quality of product that I'm buying getting worse? And Main Street Alliance connects the dots and realizes that that's very, very much because of corporate consolidation. And so our network of small business owners really rages against that corporate consolidation in a lot of different ways. And we build intersectional coalitions, recognizing that, you know, unaffordable healthcare is tied to tax policy, which is tied to a stronger care economy, which is tied to, you know, monopolistic proliferation. So we're connecting the dots around corporate consolidation and elevating small business voice in the process.
And a lot of that you just talked about, the Main Street Alliance work that you're doing, all connecting those dots, for a lot of people, that isn't a super political process. Finding out access to capital, why there's these increased fees, why monopolies are consolidating and getting more and more power in the economy, it's not to them a red or blue issue. This is a Main Street issue. When you want to start a small business, you're not really thinking about the politics. You're more thinking about how can I access the resources I need to be successful. So can you talk a little bit about the fact that this isn't a political aspect of what Main Street Alliance is doing, but this is working to connect those dots and get the resources to the people that need it most?
Exactly. And that's why we were out in Wisconsin during the RNC. We recognize at Main Street Alliance that we can find folks on both sides of the political aisle that resonate with a lot of the things that our small business owners are fighting for. A perfect example is actually around kind of the current fight with FTC Chair Lina Khan. There's actually been a lot of outspoken Republicans who have supported Lina Khan's agenda because they recognize what Reid Hoffman may not recognize, which is that the more we can chill a lot of these mergers and acquisitions that end up driving up the price for driving up prices for small business owners and consumers, the more competitive our economy and our local economies and markets become. And it's a really, really positive thing. The reason why a Reid Hoffman is so pressed to get Lina Khan out of office is because it represents the first time that he's actually going to have to do some work. You know, for running massive corporations for the last couple decades has really just been an exercise in identifying the companies that are innovating and gobbling them up, buying them up. So it's stifling productivity, it's stifling innovation across certainly the tech sector, but a lot of other different sectors. And so Reid Hoffman is worried that he's actually going to have to do his job and come up with, you know, great ideas and keep innovating instead of just gobbling up the next company and making prices go up for the average consumer. So that's kind of a reflection of some of the work that we do at the national level, you know, uplifting small business voice in support of the FTC and DOJ. In Wisconsin, though, it gets super granular and exciting. So we have talked to our small business owners, and overwhelmingly, they talk about the importance of things like Medicaid expansion for helping to operate their businesses more effectively, bringing down costs for operating their businesses, and affordable child care. So I just read an article: only 50% of child care slots in Wisconsin now are actually affordable. That has huge consequences because it means that a lot of folks are dropping out of the workforce just to take care of their kids. So businesses are losing top-notch employees. And it's also just we aren't regarding this as a public good. You know, it's very much leading to the ruin of a lot of different small businesses and certainly the affordable care sector, the affordable child care sector more generally. So we support things like expanding re-upping the child care counts, which helps stabilize a lot of child care facilities during COVID. That funding is crucial for helping to keep costs down and helping to make sure that the child care centers are readily available and affordable for Wisconsin families.
And that's an issue that we've seen pretty stark here in Wisconsin of where the support is coming from. That even though we have a $4 billion surplus in the state coffers right now, there's austerity measures taken saying, oh, well, we can't fund these pet projects is how one of the water treatment aspects that we got referred to of recent, where we've got funding slated for it that is being held up in the Wisconsin legislature. It was referred to as a pet project. And I fear that type of view is not only taken when it comes to referring to the PFAS cleanup, but also things they have refused to support in the Republican-led legislature when it comes to expanding or at least maintaining the child care counts program here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, the good news is that for the first time in some 13 years, Wisconsin voters, their votes will actually, you know, correspond to who they want to be in. The electoral outcomes are actually going to correspond to Wisconsin votes because of the undoing of the gerrymander. And so I think that, again, to my original point of Main Street Alliance really helping small business owners tap into their power, this is a new age for Wisconsinites to really tap into their voice and their power, and for getting things done, because frankly, for the last 13 years, it's been totally skewed, and Wisconsinites really haven't had a voice in the political system, which is why you have these ridiculous politicians essentially holding parts of the state hostage because of their own ideological ridiculousness.
Well, they say rather than us find compromise or work together to find a solution that we can agree upon, we're just going to take the ball and go home. We're going to say no. We don't actually want to utilize that $4 billion surplus right now for whether it be small businesses, whether it's for families that are in need of childcare and affordable childcare, or for communities that need clean water. There's a whole group of politicians here in the state of Wisconsin that are very, very all right with the mindset of I'm going to take my ball and I'm going to go home then, and we're not going to play. It's exciting to see organizations like Main Street Alliance working to build the small business political power that is needed to say, hey, this is what our small businesses are asking for. This is what we need. This is what we need to see you invest resources like that surplus in so that we can have a prosperous economy here in the state of Wisconsin and in states around the country.
And the reason that we don't talk about enough, why a lot of these elected officials are so tone deaf and totally off around how the surplus should be used, is because a lot of them are totally removed from real Wisconsinites who in a lot of parts of the state are struggling. We talked to a couple of our child care provider members right outside of Madison. A lot of those centers started because the community needed it. They were mm-hmm. desperate for affordable and really engaging child care. And these were just selfless servants from the community who responded. And so that we recognize that the power of small business is its responsiveness to community need and how folks can kind of pitch in and help each other out. A lot of these elected officials have totally lost that because they're not back on the block. They're not back on Main Street. And so we're hoping that by elevating small business voice and putting a lot of these issues front and center and in their face, they remember where they came from and they remember that there are a lot of things worth fighting for.
And that's one of the fun things that Main Street Alliance and Main Street Action is going to be working on, is getting involved in some of those political races. You got just a few more minutes for me, Richard? Are you able to stay into the other side?
I got all the time in the world. Actually, my wife is delivering our second child tomorrow, so I don't have all the time in the
okay,
world.
Okay, yeah, I won't keep you that long. I'm joined by Richard Trent, Executive Director of Main Street Alliance. You are listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Todd Alba. We are going to continue the conversation with what Main Street Action's doing here in Wisconsin on the other side. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba on this Thursday afternoon, August 1st, 2024, first day of August. Going to be talking Wisconsin State Fair Foods coming up next, but in the meantime, I'm joined by Executive Director of Main Street Alliance, Mr. Richard Trent. And congratulations, I didn't get a chance to say that then as we went to that last break of expecting child number two tomorrow. So congratulations there. I won't keep you that long, but I wanted to quickly talk a little bit more about what Main Street Action is going to be doing in the upcoming Wisconsin elections here, because as you pointed out, a lot of politicians disconnected from the communities, the main streets that they represent. They've been, here in Wisconsin at least, unaccountable to their voters for a very long time due to gerrymandered maps. It's going to be some interesting races. We've got the primary coming up. You can be a voter between now and August 13th. You can register to vote online at your municipal clerk's office. You still have time to request an absentee ballot. The deadline to do so is 5 p.m. a week from today, Thursday, August 8th. So if you want to vote via absentee, you can also vote in-person absentee by going over to myvote.wi.gov, learn where your early voting locations are. But whatever you do, however you want to do it, make a plan to be a voter between now and August 13th. In the upcoming Wisconsin elections, in both August and in November, or is it just November, Richard, that Main Street Action is going to be getting involved with some of these races?
So we're, as a part of Main Street Action, we're actually issuing out some questionnaires for the candidates to really see where they stand on a lot of small business matters. Because unfortunately, you can kind of weasel your way out of having to be accountable to citizens. And we want to get folks on the record. Like, are you with Main Street? Do you resonate with some of the things that matter to Main Street entrepreneurs, or are you not actually about it? We're mostly using those questionnaires and holding a series of small business roundtables in September for the November elections. Really getting folks on the record and hopefully starting up a robust and healthy conversation around what matters most for our local economies.
And that's an important aspect, to be able to have those candidates before they're elected come November, finding out where they stand on these issues, sharing that information with the public, getting that word out there about whether candidate X supports policy X, Y, or Z, and learning those things. So if people want to learn more about how to get involved with Main Street Alliance or Main Street Action, where can they go to learn more about getting involved?
Well, definitely check out our website, mainstreetalliance.org, which is being relaunched later this afternoon. It's looking super modern and cool and sexy. Same flavor, new look. But I do hope that a lot of the small business owners in Wisconsin tune into our Small Business is on the Ballot webinar. That's August 26th, 1 p.m. Central Time. It's tinyurl.com/smallbusinessballot. tinyurl.com/smallbusinessballot. Again, it's going to be kind of a crash course in how entrepreneurs and small business owners can really tap into their power and build community amongst other entrepreneurs to elevate their voice and hold these elected officials accountable for their decision making.
And that's so important. And we'll share that link with the podcast and the show notes as well, so that we'll get that word out there, Richard. But it's very important. My conversation with Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, just talking about how important it is to be paying attention right now to all of the different things that are going on. And I think the paying attention to the small business voices in our communities, because they're leaders of the communities. They're the ones sponsoring the little league teams. They're the ones that are there making donations to the school organizations and being participants in our communities. And that's not what you see from the big businesses, the big box stores, the Amazons of the world. It's not the case that we see the support from there. So really knowing who our leaders are in the small business community and listening to them, saying when they come out and say, hey, we're struggling with issues like capital access or the care economy, being able to have those voices articulated through an organization like Main Street Alliance, I think is vitally important, and really, really appreciate all the work that you do, and really excited to see these roundtables and everything that's going to be going on with Main Street Alliance and Main Street Action coming up between now and November.
I appreciate you. It's you're preaching to the choir, man. That's honestly exactly why I got into this work. I come from an environmental justice organizing background. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago, really working with business improvement districts here in DC, that I tapped into just how good small business owners are at being credible messengers for key policies. And so it's like, when you're a small business owner and you are the source of like a neighborhood's charm, people really pay attention to the things that you have to say. People really listen. And so I knew that the next gig that I was looking for was going to be looking to tap into that power and tap into that messaging expertise. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve Main Street Alliance and Main Street Action, and we're unbelievably grateful for the opportunity to serve Wisconsin. So
fantastic.
Hopefully we can stay on your radar.
Yeah, absolutely on the radar. We really appreciate the work you do. One more time, can you give the website for everybody to be able to get involved, to learn more, find out what Main Street Alliance is going to be up to between now and November?
MainStreetAlliance.org is our website, and tinyurl.com slash Small Business Ballot.
Perfect. Really, see there. Really appreciate you joining. And I'm looking forward to seeing the brand new look to the website then. It's relaunching this afternoon.
Absolutely, man. Let me know what you think.
Really appreciate you joining me. Richard Trent, Main Street Alliance. Thrilled to have you with us here on the Todd Alba Show. Really looking forward to having you back here across the Civic Media Network in the weeks and months to come leading up to the election.
Anytime.
Perfect. Peace. Appreciate it, Richard. Folks, you are listening to The Todd Alba Show. No, I am not Todd Alba. I am Luke Mathers filling in for Mr. Alba on this Thursday afternoon. I really appreciate both Richard Trent and Nick Ramos for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. Going to be talking a little bit more about what is coming up with the State Fair Foods. Going to have some fun with that. Want to hear from you what some of your favorite foods are from the Wisconsin State Fair. Or if you're not in the southeast Wisconsin area, what your favorite fair food is in general. Doesn't have to be the State Fair. If you go to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, the Central Wisconsin State Fair, heck, even if you go to Minnesota or Iowa or any of those state fairs, want to hear what your thoughts are about favorite fair foods. We're going to be reading from a piece as well over at On Milwaukee, talking about the new foods that you can find at the Wisconsin State Fair this year with some of the ones that were up for awards as well. They always find, Mr. Zommers, a very interesting way to add some of the new different flavors to things. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I haven't tried any of them myself because despite living in Wisconsin my whole life, I've still never been to the State Fair.
Oh, we're going to have to change that.
Yeah,
we're going to have to change that. That is going to have to change. Well, we'll see what we can do about getting Mr. Zommers to the State Fair this year then. But if you want to share with us your thoughts on favorite fair foods, we're going to be taking those calls coming up 855-752-4842. It's 855-75-CIVIC, or you can call or text straight from the Civic Media app as well. Again, Luke Mathers filling in for Mr. Todd Alba on this Thursday afternoon. You are listening to The Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba on this Thursday afternoon. Thrilled to have you with me here, broadcasting across the Civic Media Radio Network. Got Mr. Aaron Zommers behind the ones and twos, and want to thank both my guests from earlier today, Mr. Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, talking about the importance of the ballot questions that will be before all Wisconsin voters, question one and question two on the August 13th primary ballot. So you want to check those out. If you missed any portion of that interview, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can click on the podcast and see all of past shows. You can listen to all of the tremendous editions of the Todd Alba Show and all of the programming that we have across the Civic Media Radio Network. We got the Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. Matt Rothschild, former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, going to be filling in for Maggie on this Thursday afternoon, so you're going to want to stay tuned there. But right now, I'd love to hear from you about what your favorite fair food is. We got the Wisconsin State Fair kicking off today, August 1st, runs through next week, Sunday, August 11th. You want to share your thoughts on what your favorite fair foods are, and we may as well get a little update from Mr. Todd Alba himself. Todd, how are we doing?
Look, sir, I cannot thank you enough. I'm checking in post-op recovery. I'm still under somewhat of anesthesia, so who the hell knows what I'm going to say. But Sergio, well, I can attest. I have to say a special shout-out, by the way, to our HR person, Jacqueline. We had a new insurance kick in today, and by golly, she did yeoman's work, and it turns out I do not have to pay several thousand dollars because the insurance kicked in. So thanks to Jacqueline and the fine staff here at UW Hospital And I still have intravenous drugs, which is lovely. I highly recommend it. And, you know, the ear's a little sore, but hopefully by tomorrow I'll be back in the saddle. But I just want to check in, say thank you to you and the Zomers for doing yeoman's work. And for my money, Luke, you can't beat an original cream puff. How about you?
I was about to ask you what your favorite was, and I am in the anti-camp when it comes to cream puffs. Not a fan.
Are you really?
Yes, never been a fan, and I don't. I'm not a huge whipped cream fan ever. So, like, maybe on a slice of pie, or like an ice cream sundae, but really, not my cup of tea.
Well, I feel like with pie, personally, I'd rather just have ice cream. And with ice cream, I'd rather just have more ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. Same. But if it's there, I'll kind of eat it if it's with pie or ice cream. But outside of that, I don't go for a puff pastry with then filled with cream. I'm not in the cream puff camp.
It can't be like that artificial dairy crap. This is real cream. Oh, and by the way, my cuff is now expanding. And I'm getting a little squeeze here at the post op, which I'm enjoying a lot. It's the real cream. It's the real cream, gentlemen, which I think it makes the. So I'm in team original cream puff. So I don't know. That's my thoughts.
Well, we appreciate you providing the update. Go ahead, Tom.
Oddly enough, I woke up. You know, people were curious what I would say out of surgery. Oddly enough, I woke up, I looked at my anesthesiologist, and I said, Pete Buttigieg, lovely to see you.
All right, Mr. Alba, will you rest up? We really appreciate you giving us an update. Hopefully your recovery is quick, and we'll get to talk to you more tomorrow. Take it easy, Todd.
Thank you, Luke. Appreciate all your help. Have
absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. And hopefully he can now rest and just focus on recovery, because I was not expecting an update from him.
Me either. I was saw not. The phone number, and I was like, that looks familiar, but someone who hasn't called in, at least not in a while.
He's typically here on the air. So right. He's not, yeah. He's
and
not
I picked
typically
it up.
Calling in.
I was like, hey, thanks for calling into the Todd Alba show. Can I have your name and where you're calling from? He's like, this is Todd. He's here from the recovery room.
Well, we appreciate Todd also contributing, sharing that he is a fan of the original cream puff. We also have on the text line coming in, I believe it was Sherry? Liz in Saukville, sharing her thoughts on her favorite fair food. Liz in Saukville is saying that she is boring. People talk about the cream puffs, just like Todd. Fried food. I absolutely love the sundaes. Best ice cream made there. Baked potatoes with fresh cheese and broccoli. Nothing compares. So a winner there for Liz in Saukville, listening on WAUK, saying, I don't think that's boring. I think an ice cream sundae and a nice baked potato with the cheese and everything, the toppings, that's a great pick for favorite fair food.
Yeah, sounds pretty tasty to me.
I love the Wisconsin Products building. You can get both of those right there in that building. You got the Cedar Crest, I believe, is the standard for the Wisconsin Products, and you get the excellent Wisconsin potatoes as well. One of my favorites from the fair is the pork chop sandwiches. Just having a nice pork chop kind of butterflied into two, and then on a nice Kaiser roll or bun, little barbecue sauce, one of my favorites at the fair. I want to hear from you, your thoughts on what your favorite fair food is. We've got a piece over at On Milwaukee. Guess how many new fair foods there are this year alone? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I was a little surprised with how many new foods there were alone. You got a guess, Mr. Zomers?
I am going to take a guess. Now, given since I haven't been there, mm-hmm. I don't know what the normal number of foods is.
I don't know what the average is either. So I don't know if this is high, if this is low, but it raised an eyebrow for me with how many new foods alone, just new foods, at the fair this year.
37.
That is low.
137.
100. You got there. But 100. So subtract the first answer from the second one, and there you go.
Then we got it. Then
you
we got it.
100 new fair foods coming and being debuted starting today at the Wisconsin State Fair. There's also a number of Sporkies and Drinkies finalists. I'm curious to know if you can only qualify for those. We'll have to look into the details if it's a new food. I wonder if that's a category, or if you were new a few years ago and then you didn't win then, if you can still be eligible. But pickle lovers, be in ready for a bunch of new things. There's a frozen pickle lemonade, which just, I like pickles. I don't think I like pickles enough to put it in a lemonade.
That sounds kind of good to me, actually. You know, it's good. Like, lemonade's pretty acidic. Pickle juice is pretty acidic.
Yeah.
You know, it could work. I could see how it could work. I would try one.
All right. Well, they also have a purple pickle lemonade. I don't know I don't know if that's just like the variation of pink lemonade that, you know, it's kind of just slightly sweeter.
Put a pickle in it, turns purple.
Well, it's the pickle version, or it's the pink lemonade version of pickle lemonade, I guess, but it's purple pickle lemonade.
Why? I don't know.
I don't know. They also have in the drink category, pickles in paradise pina colada and pickles and coconut. I don't think necessarily mix all that well. So,
I don't think so either. But again, I'd try it.
Okay. See, you're that adventurous and you've never been to the fair. I'm shocked, Mr. Zommers. I'm shocked. Let's head over to the phone lines. We've got Mr. Jack in Merrimack calling in. Jack, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, just first of all, regarding the fair food, I still think the best is the sweet corn that they have a big vat of butter in Wisconsin. I'm sure it is butter. And they dip that corn until it just drips off the sweet corn. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, that is a good one, too. It is a must-stop stand for my family when it comes to the fair.
Anyway, what I called up about earlier and before the call dropped, I apologize for that. I wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, those amendments that are being proposed, I'm wondering when Wisconsin voters are going to look at yet another amendment and say, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to vote no on it from general principles, because that shouldn't be that many amendments. We've had this constitution for, 170 years, something like that, and there's more amendments on it than there ever have been. This is crazy. If you think that you liked the legislature holding up PFAS funds over $100 million and tens of millions for now required and agreed upon in the budget, money for literacy education, you're going to just love it if these amendments pass, because they're going to be able to withhold billions. Oh, wait, they already are in terms of the budget, in terms of the surplus, aren't they?
Yeah, Jack.
Anyway, that's what I had to.
They're already, unfortunately, doing that. We really appreciate it, Jack. Appreciate your phone call. You can be like Jack, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And yes, a very important conversation about those ballot referendums. Cannot thank Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign enough for coming in and talking to us about what is on the ballot and making plans to be a voter during this early voting window that is underway right now.
That podcast episode is already available. I hesitate to say that because you shouldn't go away right now.
Right. Just save it. Download it, save it on your phone, and listen to it later if you already missed us, if you're just joining us. But really appreciate you, Jack. And we are discussing, as Jack noted, the favorite fair foods. So we had from Jack the sweet corn. We've got some sundaes from Liz in Sockville. We've got Tracy listening here on WMDX out of Johnson Creek. Elephant ears. It's a donut with sugar, cinnamon, old food there. I don't know the old food, but loves.
Maybe that's a stand or something.
Yeah, old foods there. Gotcha. The love lemonade stands too. Yeah, the lemonade they make right in front of you, where they throw like the entire half a lemon just right into the cup to keep that flavor going. That's a good one too.
Oh yeah, I've had those at least at county fairs, not the state fair.
As I said, the county fairs, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, any fair food, whatever your favorite is. Do you have is there a favorite fair food that you have?
I do love just some regular old beer battered cheese curds. I mean, when they're made fresh at the fair, right in front of you, like you said about the lemonade. I also do love mini donuts. That's a little
That's a nice dessert. That's the nightcap.
Yes,
state fair
exactly.
Of fair food in general. That and funnel cakes, which apparently they have kind of a crossbreed of these two topics, Mr. Zommers, that you might want to try at the Wisconsin State Fair if you get there this year. Funnel cake root beer battered cheese curds.
Funnel cake, root beer, batter, cheese curds.
That's a bunch of fair foods just thrown into one right there. Root beer.
You don't even need to drink the root beer. You just eat this.
I'm curious to know if they taste overwhelmingly like root beer. Right. If it's like a tempura thing where it just kind of gives the breading of the cheese curds a little bit more crispiness. But that one, I might actually try that one.
That's one reason I haven't gone to the state fair, aside from, I always happen to be busy or my family just never made a trip of it. Is that I know I am going to spend a ton of money and eat so much.
I had the terrible habit throughout high school. Always played on the soccer team. So this time of year, soccer tryouts always took place. And the family would always go to the fair together. And then I would like leave and go to soccer tryouts. And boy, can I tell you, fair food is fun going down, but not any other way. So folks, don't do that. Don't go for a long, strenuous exercise trying to make the soccer team after going to the state fair.
That's a terrible way
to experience it. But it is, you got to be selective. I like to share. Going with a couple of people makes it a little bit more cost effective as well. So, you go with four people and you kind of split everything four ways. And then sometimes you only split things in two or three if somebody doesn't want them. But you can go on a cost saving way. And then that way, if you don't like the thing as well, if the funnel cake, root beer battered cheese curds aren't hitting the spot for you, you just say, I'm not in on that one. So, and you pass them off to the other folks that you're there with. That's a strategy that I've always found. This one, I think might fall under the category that I find intriguing and I might try. One of the new 100 fair foods at the Wisconsin State Fair this year is the jalapeno chocolate chip cookie dough on a stick.
Jalapeno chocolate chip cookie dough on a stick.
I want to know, are there chunks of jalapeno in it or is it jalapeno flavored?
That is interesting. I have not heard of jalapenos in cookies. I've heard of jalapeno beer.
Jalapeno margaritas are not my friend. I've tried that before. Way too spicy. Jalapeno in liquid form in an alcoholic drink like that, way too spicy for what I
know some people love them.
Yeah, I've got friends that do, which is why I've tried it before, but not a fan of those. Folks, you are listening to the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers filling in for Mr. Alba. We know he's alive and well. We got an update from him. So hopefully his recovery process is underway, and he's hoping to be back with you on the airwaves tomorrow from noon till 2. We got one more segment coming left in the show. Going to talk about the Sporkies. And which fair foods are up for awards? And get to a couple more headlines. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd. It is now 50 minutes past the hour. Coming up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network, we've got the Maggie Dawn Show with guest host Matt Rothschild filling in for Maggie on this Thursday afternoon. So you're going to want to stay tuned. We are discussing all things Wisconsin State Fair, talking about some of the 100 new fair foods. If you're a pickle lover, there's a lot of different options for you. Head over to the piece on Milwaukee.com discussing and sharing all of the 100 new fair foods being debuted today. State Fair kicking off today, right now, underway through next Sunday. Going to be a couple that I'm going to try to put down, and maybe a few from the Sporkies as well here. So these are the drinks and food that is eligible for the awards at the State Fair. These are pretty prestigious, Aaron. Like, they have the big deal to get a Sporky. I feel like if I earned a Sporky, it'd be right on my mantle for everybody
to
see.
I'm sure it
right?
would.
I think it's a big deal.
I wonder if Sporkies have launched anybody's culinary career or if it's, just a stop along the way.
It's right next to the James Beard Awards, I think. Like, they're right up there. James Beard Awards and Sporkies.
Same level of prestige, yeah.
Same thing. Right next to each other, neck and neck. This one, falling under that pickle category, a new entry in the fair this year, the Cool Ranch Doritos Pickle. It is on a stick. It looks like it's kind of, like, spiralized, so it's kind of easier to, like, bite off into pieces. I can't tell if it's one long pickle or if it is like a bunch of pickle chips all lined up on a stick. It's hard to tell, but they are coated in Cool Ranch Doritos and I presume deep fried. Like,
I was wondering when you first said Cool Ranch Dorito pickle, if it was a cucumber that they pickled in their own special Cool Ranch flavored brine.
There is just Cool Ranch Doritos just around this pickle.
I feel like they should try harder and, brine it with Cool Ranch Doritos somehow.
It may be the secret ingredient. I don't know. I don't know the whole backstory to it. But that is one of the entries up for the Sporkies at this year's Wisconsin State Fair. It is on a stick. So I feel like that kind of gets it a little, like, that's almost a requirement, I feel like, for a fair food. You got to be able to eat it with one hand.
Yeah, you got to be able to eat it with one hand because you're holding all your other stuff in your other.
And your all other the other food, your food beverage. On a stick. And yeah, it's a process. One of the next Sporkies is the deep fried mashed potatoes on a stick.
On a stick.
That is the stand that is putting the Cool Ranch Doritos pickle up for. That is the name of the stand. So
on a stick is the place. Okay.
Yes. On a stick is seemingly. The next entry I see here is the deep fried lemonade bites. Now, I'm not big on the deep fried, like, over the top sweets. Like, I like the cheese curds and a corn dog. I love a good corn dog. But when you get into the deep fried Oreos and Twinkies and stuff like that,
yeah,
it kind of loses me. What about you?
I've eaten two or three deep fried Oreos. The first one I had, the first bite, I was like, this is pretty good. By the end of it, I was like, oof, this is too much. It's I got a whole order of these. I got to give it to someone else.
See, I like, and these ones are over at Saz's Barbecue. So the deep fried lemonade bites, nothing is better, this is from the entry, than a refreshing ice cold lemonade break on a hot summer day. Take it up a fair notch with a sip of these deep fried lemonade bites. Hawaiian sweet rolls are dipped in French toast batter filled with homemade lemonade curd filling and deep fried to golden perfection.
I was just going to ask how they did it.
So that is it's always interesting too when you get like a deep fried old fashioned or a deep fried whatever drink or thing like that you're like, how do you deep fry that? It's always interesting to see.
I've never had any of those, like deep fried ice cream, deep fried liquids.
No, deep fried old fashioned. I feel like I tried a number of years back when it was one of the, like a newer thing at the fair. And I wasn't a huge fan.
I think lemonade will work better.
I feel like a curd filling kind of, it presents it almost to make like a donut. And I think that's easier to do than when you do curd filling rather than however they do the old fashioned one. Deep fried olives. Oh, I miss those. They did away with them. Deep fried olives, now that I'm thinking about it, was probably one of my favorite fair foods as well, along with those pork sandwiches. Because they like stuffed with cheese, these olives, and very salty though. You need a lemonade or a beer or something to wash that one down. But
I have no problems drinking lemonade or beer.
I was going to say, as with most fair foods, as you pointed out, you need a hand for your beverage as well. One of the next Sporky contenders for this year's Wisconsin State Fair, elote corn ribs.
Ooh, I've had both of those things, but not together.
I don't know if they're actual ribs or if they're just cut like that, but they look pretty good. Yeah, they're acting as the cob is acting as the bone or the corn rib. So
gotcha.
That's interesting. That should make for a good one. We also have Elvis nachos. I'm not a big fan of that combination, but I know a lot of people are.
Like
peanut butter
and bananas.
Bananas and chocolate, I believe.
On nachos?
The Elvis Nacho feature homemade peanut butter banana sauce over Slim Irish McGinn's Irish Pub, which is who the vendor is for this one. Their famous deep fried potato chips and topped with chopped peanuts, chopped banana chips, and crumbled bacon that fairgoers can't help falling in love with.
So it's nachos, but it's also deep fried potato chips?
Yeah, apparently that's the base of the nachos. So rather than being corn tortilla chips, it is just their famous fried chips.
See, the weird pickle stuff I'm on board with trying, but the stuff that's just sugar, more sugar, more sugar, I'll have a bite of someone else's.
Yeah, right? That's one thing where I'm like, I don't need the full thing. I mean, you buy it and I'll taste it kind of thing. This is kind of what this next one falls into the category of hot ham glazers. Ham glazers.
Like the donuts from Quick Trip?
It is submitted by the Bud Pavilion. Enjoy this take on the Wisconsin tradition of Sunday hot ham and rolls served every day during the Wisconsin State Fair. Thinly sliced, savory smoked ham covered with creamy melted Swiss cheese, drizzled with spicy and sweet raspberry jam, then stuffed between two iconic Quick Trip glazer donuts served warm. I would hope so.
I'd try
that. It's a hot ham sandwich. It looks appetizing. They might have me on this one, but I don't know if I can eat the whole thing.
Might have to get over the psychological, I'm eating two glazers with this right now.
Well, if you cut it in half and you share it with somebody, then you're only eating one glazer.
There you go.
That's the way to look at it, I think.
That's thinking.
You cut it in half, you still get the sandwich feature, but you get just one glazer instead of having to eat both. Folks, really appreciate everybody that tuned in for this edition of the Todd Alba Show. Appreciate Todd. Hopefully a speedy recovery for him. And he will be with you on the airwaves tomorrow. I want to thank Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Richard Trent of Main Street Alliance, Mr. Zommers, and everybody that made the show go possible. And whatever you're doing, wherever you are, keep banging your drum. We've got the Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. Stay tuned. Keep banging on your drum.